Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA and Kelly Dwight from Megan's Valley Garden and Landscape. I knew that this was the Pioneer Valley. Little did I know its name was Megan. So you're not Megan, you're Kelly. Who's Megan?
Megan is the owner's daughter.
So she named our entire valley after her daughter.
Apparently.
I think I'm going to call it Enzo's Valley from now on.
There you have it. We could just add my name to it too, Monty.
Yeah, Devon,
I mean, like
Whitney
Devon
Deal
Enzo
Valley.
Megan's Monty's Valley.
Devon Whitney Deal sounds like some sort of like Civil War era bargain to try to keep like the border states free from slavery.
Wait,
do you remember the Devon Whitney Deal?
We can talk deals all you want.
I'm assuming though they have good deals at Megan's Valley Garden and Landscape. Terrible segue that you could drive a truck through, where you're selling hardcore and softcore landscaping supplies.
Right. We have landscaping stone, wall stone, cobblestone, patio stone, as well as loam, compost, bark mulch, manure.
Can I donate to your manure collection?
I'm not sure that would work well for
us. Right. That's fine. I was just putting it out there. But what's interesting is, you know, a lot of people will go to the big box stores and get their things that they're going to plant in their garden and in their yard. And what people may or may not know is a lot of those things are coming from all sorts of different places and oftentimes lead to like the tomato blight that will go and wipe out the whole tomato crop of the entire valley over the course of a year.
Happened a few years ago.
But
that sounds scary.
But not at Megan's Valley, Monty, because they are awesome with regard to their relationships with our local farmers.
So how does it work?
So we have very close relationships with farms in the area. About 75% of the farms that we deal with are right in Hadley.
Mm-hmm.
And we also work with farmers in Florence, Northampton, Sunderland, and Ludlow.
So you're not going to like Guatemala?
No.
You can get these plants and make landscape look beautiful, but not have to worry about wiping out not only your own tomato plants that you might be growing, but everybody else's tomato plants as well.
No, our plants and our produce come from the valley.
And they have beautiful hanging baskets too, Monty. So it doesn't even have to, you know, go in the ground. You could just hang it on your porch.
Low maintenance. And the other thing that's cool that Megan's Valley does is that you can drive down Route 9 and there's a Creamy and you can get an ice cream and then see some of the landscaping products and then bop over to Mill Valley Road and pick some of them up.
That's it. Our goal at the Creamy is to provide a really elegant seating area outside that showcases some of our landscaping products in use.
The other kind of interesting twist is that you can go there and get hanging baskets and stuff to plant. But if you wanted to do trip combining, which people who love the environment love to do, there's produce that you're also getting from the local farmers because why not, right?
Right. We feel it's really important to provide people with locally sourced, very high quality produce. And what better way to do that than to go hand pick it yourself from someone who's right up the road from you. And the vegetable plants that people would actually put in their own gardens will be coming out soon. And then as we move into the summer, we'll bring in whatever is available to us as long as it's good quality.
Monty, I was really impressed when talking to Kelly because what I learned is they only sell local produce. So if we have... hopefully this won't happen. If we have a bad tomato year and they can't find any tomatoes in the valley, then they won't sell any tomatoes. Like they will only sell what their farmers can grow right here in the valley, which I think is pretty amazing.
Kelly Dwight from Megan's Valley Garden and Landscape on Mill Valley Road in Hadley and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.